Me and Lynn did our nursing training together, didn't we? But you were a cadet nurse first, weren't you? And I think we were the set of January 73. You did 3 months midwifery allocation in third year. So we then went to the QE2 for 3 months from St Albans because we did our general training at St Albans. And we just fell in love with it. And we had such fun. And then we both decided to do our midwifery training when we finished our general training.
It was very modern. QE2 was very modern. We had split training in those 3 years. We had 2 years at St Albans City, which is a really spread out, old, warded system. Nightingale wards. And then we did a year at the QE2, of course, which was ultra modern at that point, with levels, all the levels up. And once you were in that building, that was your central place to stay for the day, and we just loved it. It was the friendship. What were we, 19 years old. It's like going to university really now for the youngsters.
But we lived in, didn't we? We lived in at that point. And what Lynn was saying, at St Albans all the buildings were separate, whereas at the QE2 everything, and our lodgings were there, and the social club was there, so we'd go to work, we'd go to the social, and it was just good fun. You knew all the porters, you knew all the cleaners, the people came and changed our beds, the cleaners, we knew them. It was just very, very nice.
They changed our rooms, didn't they? I did my midwifery at QE2, which is where I met Lynn and Bev, but I remember staying in the nurse's home at QE2, and yes, it was all together. And in those days, there were gardens in front of the hospital, and the A&E wasn't as it is now. It was the car park at the front. There weren't so many spaces, obviously, but it was just nice grounds. And
there was a roses.
The rose garden.
Bushes, the rose bushes, yeah. All the way down the centre that were all beautifully pink, if I remember.
I can't find my photos, but there's one of us as student midwives all sat in the garden by the roses. But I wish I'd found it, I can't.
My memories go back a very long way, in the respect that I was one of those little girls from my Commonswood infant school that waved the Queen with my flag. Right. We all marched from the school in line down the street, and then, as I say, waited for her car to come round. So that was my very first moment. Then my cadet years there, when I was at the Campus West University, well, it wasn't university, it was college, we would call the Yellow Canaries.
Yes, right.
We had a bright yellow uniform, and we went round. We weren't allowed to touch patients, but we went round medical records and pharmacy, and you did a bit of portering, and you attached yourself for so many, I can't remember how many months now, then went on with Bev.
Did our training. But the changes are so vast, because when we trained, all the babies used to go to the nursery at night. Like you do in Call the Midwife, they'd all go to the nursery at night so the mums could have a sleep. And one of my favourite jobs used to be washing the jugs, because, the mums at bottle feed had a jug and the mums at breastfeed weren't allowed a jug, so that you could identify who was having problems.
When we used to give them all the mums' afternoon tea on little trays, didn't we?
With little doilies.
Yeah, little doilies and little, not silver, but stainless steel.
They used to have a little teapot and a little milk jug, didn't they?
Biscuits.
And then they'd all do their hair before their visitors came.
We used to go and do the postnatal checks. Then they'd have their tea, and then their visitors would come. We used to wake them up with their tea, that's right, and do the postnatal checks.
We stayed in how many days? At least
10 days.
Ten days for a section. For the first time. This was going back to when we trained. They stayed 10 days the first time. They could go home at 48 hours if it was the second time. But if they did, they had to have a house checked. Yeah,
and they'd have
that.
Somebody with you in the car. You couldn't just go home on your own. You had to have somebody else. So if
Then in those days they had to go home by ambulance, because I remember you used to carry the babies down and meet with the mum. We used to go with the mum. One of the student midwife would carry the baby, and they'd go in the ambulance. So they went home at 48 hours. They weren't allowed to go home in the car. This is going back to 1978.
It was the greatest joy, wasn't it, to be able to take the woman home. If you're allocated, can you go and take that patient down? She was in a wheelchair, and you were walking so proudly with this new baby, and everyone would stop you in the lift.
Let's have a look.
And then you get the mum in the car. She had to get in the back by then, and then she had to have the baby in her arms because there were no car seats. And then you used to wave her off and sort of wave them down
like
the drive.
A royal wave.